Welcome to Life Beyond Boxes, a podcast brought to you by Premium Q Moving and Storage. We're here to guide you through the ups and downs of moving. Whether you're just starting to pack or you're settling into your new home, trust me, we got your back. Let's make your move memorable and stress-free. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
So in this episode, I want to chat a little bit about the parking permits, how to get them, and what they are crucial for. So a parking permit is just like it sounds, a spot that reserves right out of your house that is permitted off for you. So this has the town putting up signs, usually 24 to 48 hours in advance, that says that day will be blocked off from a certain time until a certain time so that no one can park there. This also gives you the power that if someone does park there, to call whatever local towing company is in that area and get them towed at the driver's expense. So why a parking permit is so essential is to the fact that it really simplifies the moving process to make sure that it is the easiest way from point A to point B. So this means that we have a prime parking spot right outside your house. So it's the littlest distance for us to get all your stuff belonging in the truck, saving you time, which ultimately will save you money at the end. So how you go and get a parking permit is you can simply go to your town hall. They will ask you a few questions about what the size of the truck is, how much distance you need, and when you need the parking permit for. Now, the biggest thing on getting your parking permit to realize, a truck size and the distance that you need your parking permit are two very different things. Most of the time, you'll have somewhere between a 20 and a 26-foot truck at your upcoming move, but you always need a 40-foot parking permit. That's because, so not only do you have the truck length itself, but you also have the ramp that helps the guys get your belongings up into the truck. This is something that's a very simple process to get, and any questions that you might have, you can always contact your local moving company to answer any of those questions for you before you go to the town hall. So one of the biggest things is after your move is done, you do need to take down the moving signs. Parking permit signs that are stayed up after the move date is subject to fines by you as the permit puller. So the biggest thing to avoid that fine is simply to take down the signs right when you're leaving your pickup or drop off address. This is also something that you can simply ask your moving company to do for you. So in addition to going to the town hall and getting the parking permit yourself, there's two other ways to get parking permits. There is a lot of online sites like Permit Puller that you can do everything right online. And you can also simply ask the moving company to do it for you.
Thank you for joining us on Life Beyond Boxes. If you enjoyed this episode and found it to be helpful, please subscribe to our show. Don't forget you can watch these episodes on our YouTube channel. Just check the link in the description for this and other related episodes. Until next time, keep it moving forward, and here's to a life beyond boxes.